number one in business think is check your ego at the door. Checking your ego at the door will give you the tools to create an environment that cultivates open business dialogue rather than shutting it down. You will know how to unite ideas and people rather than polarize them and create understanding rather than confusion. Dialogue will be balanced with both open communication and critical thinking, expanding rather than restricting possibilities.
Many people believe that ego is indispensable in order to survive in the ruthless, unforgiving business world. It's not unusual to see business people operating on ideas like eat or be eaten, or do or die, or hey, step on anyone in your way. Success almost seems to be the entitlement that only the aggressive enjoy. It's almost as if in business, there's an assumption that only bravado or aggressiveness will be the only thing that achieves or gets recognized and consequently gets promoted. In direct contrast to those beliefs, the one thing that we see that shuts people down more in companies than anything else is ego. And we're not talking about the healthy kind of ego. Our working definition of ego is not personal confidence or self-assuredness. We're talking about the bad kind of ego that shows up as arrogance. Contrary to those that think ego is a good thing, ego is not strength. Ego masquerades around as confidence, but you quickly see it and recognize it in other people as arrogance. And it really is based in insecurity. Ego tends to consume everything and everyone that's in its path. It doesn't really get any pleasure other than just having superiority over others, their ideas, or their worth, or their position. It also tends to play the zero-sum game, and it shuts out possibilities. Somehow, ego gets psyched into believing that the more it gets, the less you get. It also assumes that it's not getting its fair share, and that's just not acceptable. Another thing that we see about ego is that it relentlessly seeks comparison, and it only gets satisfied by having more of something than someone else. So it's under this delusion that it's always right. It pretends to know everything, especially more than anyone else. And by the way, don't bother trying to tell it, because it will just get louder and louder and stronger to prove that you're wrong. Now, nobody knows everything they need to know to make a crucial decision in something as complex as business. Making the right decision requires important information and clear thinking from you and your colleagues. And you won't get that relevant information or the best thinking from others if they check out when they're crowded out by your arrogance or your ego. And if you get less relevant information, the only thinking that helps everyone feel safe is what will be shared. And that means your potential to succeed will be shut down.